General Mills, makers of Chick, invite you to beat the band. If you can. General Mills, makers of Chick, that delicious new ready-to-eat breakfast cereal that comes in delicious round golden bubbles, brings you another session of that new novel radio game, Beat the Band. Featuring Ted Weems and his music, Perry Como, Marva Maxwell, Elmo Tanner, Pete Fieldman, Arm Downs, Country Washburn, and Red Engel, who join with Gary Moore to bring you this opportunity to beat the band. And now, meet the band you have to beat, folks. Ted Weems and the boys in a fast-moving bit of caliente rhythm that goes to town under the name of Cali Conga. Many programs have masters of ceremonies from New York, known as New Yorkers. Others have men from Hollywood, known as Hollywoodians. Some have men from Chicago, known as Chicagoans. But we are alone in having a master of ceremonies from Baltimore, who is universally known as a Baltimora. Ladies and gentlemen, Gary Moore.
That ain't the way it reads in my script. Baltimore, that's fine. Where, incidentally, where are you from?
I'm from Louisiana.
Louisiana. A screw Louisiana. Is that it? Thank you, anyhow, Ford. You got a bigger laugh than I minded, anyhow. Anyhow, friends, we do have questions today, and what questions they are. General Mills will gladly pay $10 each for every question we actually use on our program today. And, of course, those extra smart folks who beat this band of Teds will receive a guaranteed minimum of double money, $20, and a full case of delicious, crisp-assured Kicks. But remember our $100 bonus. That sum might go to $25, $50, and even $100. Plus, of course, the $10 for the question and that case of Kicks. And say, you know, this business of beating the band might be profitable in a great big financial way. And once you try framing one of these funny questions with a song title answer, well, you'll say that beat the band is profitable in a great big have a lot of fun way, too. So write today now, jot down your question and send it to Kicks. K-I-X, Kicks, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We'll be watching for the questions and now into the unrehearsed portion of the program and let the half dollars fall where they may just as long as the old bass drum booms first, because that's your signal that someone's question has beat the band. The boys do not know the questions I will ask, and I think it fairly safe to say that they don't know the answers either. And here we go. Item number one is from H.J. Dane of Iowa City, Iowa, who wants you to tell him what song published 30 years or so ago names a well-known shoe manufacturing town in Minnesota. And Joe Hoover had his hand up just a split second before Rosie McCarg. All right, Joe.
Red Wing.
Red Wing, Minnesota. That's right. They make shoes there. Can you play Red Wing? Oh, really got off to a start today. Oh, killer. That gives you 10 points up on the scoreboard there, Dr. Hooven. 10 points it does. And now into item number two from Kenneth Glenn of Huntington Park, California, who tells us that a midget entered a theater and in trying to get to a seat, found an extremely large lady in the aisle seat. What did he say, using a song title about 14 years old that indicated it was necessary for the lady to move so that he could get past? Long-winded, nothing happened. Here's the thing. Now, a midget comes into a theater and he's trying to get to a seat. He finds an extremely large lady in the aisle seat. Now, what did he say, using a song title about 14 years old that indicated it was necessary for the lady to move so that he could get past? I'm sorry, time's up, and the answer is I can't get over a girl like you. A killer, huh? That's her, and the whole band in unison has to rise and throw 50 cents on the old bass drum. Everybody. That's the idea. And Kenneth Glenn of Huntington Park, California, who said the second question in today's lineup, becomes the first person to beat the band, receive a full case of kicks, a guaranteed minimum of $20, which may turn out to be much more if we keep that $100 bonus in mind. And now Teresa O'Lear of Newton Falls, Ohio, taxes your American history with this question. What currently popular song might be used as a nickname for Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States? And Red Ingalls got his hand up in the air.
Two Buck Tim from Timbuktu.
What's that again, dear?
Well,
Two Buck Tim from Timbuktu?
Yeah.
Where does Thomas Jefferson come in there? I don't know.
Pictures on a $2 bill.
I know what. I know, but his name is Tom Jefferson, not Tim Jefferson.
It's all right.
Of course, maybe Tim we Tom. Can have him rechristened just for you. I'll tell you what we'll do, Ray. We'll give you 5 points. The answer is the Nickel Man.
Ah, oh, that's Pocahontas and a buffalo.
No. No, the answer is the Nickel Man on the new Jefferson Head nickel. As a matter of fact, you get 5 points, though, for nothing. In fact, you don't even get the 5 points thinking it over.
Well,
all
I
you
can
get
play
to
it.
Do is throw 50... Huh?
I can play Nickel Man.
You can? Well, I can hardly think of anything I'd rather hear less. Would you care to go ahead? That's a lead nickel if ever I had it. Anyhow, don't applaud. Oh, no. Doesn't deserve it. All he does, he gets 5 points. Still, you have to throw 50 cents on the drum. I'm awfully sorry. And it looks like this gentleman here, a lady, Teresa O'Lear of Newton Falls, Ohio, becomes the second person to beat the band, receive a full case of kicks, a guaranteed minimum of $20, which may turn out to be much more, keeping that bonus in mind. And now, fellas, you can come out from behind Red Angle. The questioning's over for the nonce. And, Ted, may we have music, please?
Something with a little vocalizing for a side dish.
Well, that sounds like a dinner bell to me, Pa.
And tuck in your napkin, because Perry Como and the boys offer this dainty morsel, all this, and heaven, too.
Well, pass the pepper, Pappy.
You give me your lips, and your lips are so heavenly. Stars in the sky are all free, and they shine for me. So does the moon in the blue. All this is mine and heaven too. You give me your arms, and your arms are like angel wings. Sweet to my ear is the song every bluebird sings. Each rosebud kissed by the dew. All this is mine and heaven too. I own each summer day, each mountain capped with snow, the sentimental tree, the dreamy streams that flow, every country lane and every street of stone, are highways of adventure made for me alone. You give me your love, and your love is a melody. Deep in my heart, I will carry the song with me. You bring a love so divine. All this is mine and heaven too. Have a metal tree, the dreamy streams that flow, every country lane and every street of stone, are highways of adventure made for me. Oh, you give me your love, and your love is a melody. Deep in my heart, I will carry the song with me. You bring a love so divine. All this is mine and heaven too.
Say, Gary, how would you like to win $5,000?
Yeah. Who do I have to slug? I mean, how do I win it, Gerson?
Well, as a matter of fact, Gary, you're one of the few guys that are not eligible for the prize.
Oh,
but the other 120 million folks in this country are eligible.
Well, gee, thanks, Mr. Pearson. That's a real consolation.
Yes, sir, folks. You're all eligible to receive one of the 1,113 prizes to be given in the new Vitalized Kicks $10,000 contest. And say, the first prize alone is $5,000 cash. Don't you think you could use that? You could? Well, I'll tell you how you may win a prize just a little later in the program. Have a pencil and a piece of paper handy. It may be your first step in winning $5,000.
I don't care. I don't care if you won't let me play. I don't even have to do this for a living, you know. I got a couple of slot machines on the outside. I don't have to worry about my salary here. Anyhow, here we come, friends, into the second group of questions for this afternoon. And so far, three people have had questions read, and two of them have managed to beat the band. Horrible. Now, Mrs. Margaret Brooks of Weirton, West Virginia, pens a note and includes this query. An archery instructor was trying to teach a novice how to handle a bow and arrow. After several failures, the beginner threw down the bow and arrow, suggesting, with a currently popular tune from a big musical show, a logical disposition of the bow and arrow. Whole lot of expensive silence. And Joe Hooven's got his hand up now. All right, Joe.
Give it back to the Indian.
Give it back to the Indian. All right, Joe. Yeah, all right. Can you play that? Fine indeed. Give it back to the Indians, answered by Joe Hooven, whose father was a tough Mohawk and his mother was a sweet Sioux. Oh, Mr. Joseph Miller. Lois Pig of Greenville, Tennessee, writes in to ask, what did the husband say in self-defense when his angry wife accused him of being at Madame Lazonga's? It's another of the currently popular tunes. And Elmo Tanner's got the answer over here. All right, Elmo.
I never took a lesson in my life.
So help me, that's what he said. I never took a lesson in my life. All right, can you whistle then? I can believe you long about now. And that gives you, incidentally, you ought to do that tune sometime. It's well for you. It gives you 10 points up on the scoreboard. And now, Kedrick Keeley of Los Angeles, California, offers a riddle and a tough one at that. A lady, and listen very closely to this one now, a lady visiting a man noticed a picture on the wall. On asking who was the man in the picture, the gentleman with whom she was visiting replied, "Sisters and brothers have I none, but that man's father is my father's son." I could have simply replied with the title of a popular current song. Who is it a picture of? He points to the picture and he says, "Sisters and brothers, have I none, but that man's father is my father's son." And Parker Gibbs.
Me, myself, and I.
I'm awful sorry. No, that isn't the answer. No, look, I'll tell it to you again. "Sisters and brothers, have I none, but that man's father is my father's son."
Myself, and I.
No, they haven't repainted the picture since the last time I talked to you. It's the same fellow, and the answer is my son. You see, it's the fellow's son.
Oh, yes, me, myself, it is. And I. That's
and so, what?
Me,
no,
myself,
it's my son. My son is the answer to the... Huh?
How do I
figure? Well, look, it says here, "Sisters and brothers, have I none, but that..."
Man, father, my father's son, it's me.
Now, don't get me confused. Let me try it again. Sisters and brothers, have I none? But that's the answer I know. It says there on the paper. My son is the answer, and you have to throw 50 cents on the old bass drum, and Kedrick Keeley of Los Angeles, California, received a full case of kicks, a guaranteed minimum of $20, which may turn out to be much more if you keep that bonus in mind.
Contest matter that. I'd contest that.
You what? Red, look.
It's the answer to the riddle.
It's as plain as the nose on my face. Look, sisters and brothers. Sisters and brothers, have I none, but that man's father, you see, is my father's son. Next question we come to, friends, is from...
Me, myself, and I.
No, it isn't. It's from Ted Seeley of West Falmouth, Massachusetts. We'll have a duel. We'll have a duel after the program. Cream puffs at six pages, huh? Ted Seeley of West Falmouth, Massachusetts, queries in this fashion. A teacher asked Johnny what letter of the alphabet came after N. Johnny replied P. The teacher corrected him using the title of an oldie back in popularity nowadays. And Pete Beelum got his hand up in the air, also the Red England art winner. Pete, what's your answer?
Just a minute.
What's the matter? What do you got?
Old Johnny O.
He got a 50-cent piece with a string
on it. Is that right? Never mind the 50-cent piece. Is that right?
What do you got the string
on? Is the answer right?
What do you got the string on?
Is the answer right? Is that answer right, old Johnny O?
Yeah.
That's all I want to know.
All right. Who's got it? The answer's old Johnny O. That's the worst thing I've seen yet, throwing a 50-cent piece with a string on it. When he finds out he's right, he pulls it back.
Well,
again.
That's all right. It's better than the layout there.
Never mind. Let me hear you play Old Johnny O on your trombone, if you will, please. We could have done without the grace note, too. Thank you very kindly. Anyhow, it gives you 10 points up on the scoreboard. And we come to the next question from James L. Sherman of Dayton, Ohio, who wants to know what the man said to the bottle of mouthwash. It's a tune popular about 2 years old, and Red Ingles got his hand up in the air. And anybody else got... Oh, no, I'll tell you. Red's the only one. I thought that was going to be an easy question. And Red, here is the question once again. What did the man say to the bottle of mouthwash?
I get a kick out of you.
What was that again?
I get a kick out of you.
No. I'm awful sorry. No, the answer is you leave me breathless, is the answer to the question. And it looks like you again have to throw 50 cents in the old... Why don't you just bring your salary down every week and put it in there, and then come take your discount at the end. 50 cents in the old bass drum, and James L. Sherman of Dayton, Ohio, receives a full case of kicks, a guaranteed minimum of $20, which may turn out to be more. Remember that $100 bonus. And now, boys, I guess it's fate. I just looked at my script here, and I find out we're due for a little dance music. Spelled here D-U-N-C-E. Say, Ted, how about that, huh?
Whatever made you think of me? Better hurry into the music, Gary, and the name of the tune is Mr. Meadowlark.
Ha-ha-ha, with Elmo Tanner doing the whistling, that's strictly a la move.
Thank you. Jerry.
Huh?
How many folks do you think we could fit in this studio to see Beat Band?
Oh, I'd say about 225.
Uh-huh.
Why, are your creditors coming around?
No, Sharks, I was just thinking, we'll have to get a much bigger studio if we invite the 1,113 people who are going to win prizes in the $10,000 Vitalized Kicks contest.
Well, come on now, with it for it, how may a fellow enter the contest?
It's simple enough, Jerry. Just finish this statement in 25 words or less. New Vitalized Kicks appeals to me because, understand? You start with these words, New Vitalized Kicks appeals to me because. Then finish the statement in 25 additional words or less. And half the victory is won for you folks who listen to Beat the Band every Sunday because you know all about the new Vitalized Kicks. You know that this delicious-tasting breakfast cereal now provides the most essential vitamins and minerals of whole-grain corn in full-grain strength. Vitalized Kicks supplies precious vitamin B1, vitamin G, calcium, phosphorus, and iron in the actual amounts nature originally intended you to get from corn. And confidentially, I wouldn't be surprised if the vitalization angle deserved a prominent mention in your statement of 25 words or less. Of course, the fact that Kix is one of the swellest tasting breakfast foods deserves some consideration, too. Along with a few well-chosen words on the way Kix stays so crisp in milk or cream. Therefore, do this. Buy a package of Vitalized Kix tomorrow, tear off the top of the package, and send it with your name and address and your contest statement to Beat the Band, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Your entry will be judged on the basis of originality, uniqueness, aptness, and sincerity. The decision of the judge will be final, and in case of ties, duplicate prizes will be awarded. Your entry must be postmarked before midnight, Monday, September 16th. This contest is limited to residents of the United States. And remember, you may send in as many entries as you like, but make sure a Kix package top is sent with each entry. You may be a winner, so let's have your entries for that $5,000 first prize.
Right, oh, here we go into our final group of questions for this afternoon. 8 questions so far have been asked, and a few unfortunate people didn't manage to beat the band. Now, we'll see what we can do in this section, and Mrs. H.Z. Katz of Rochester, New York, reminds you of the old days by asking you to name, with a song title, a certain place where you knocked 3 times and then said, Jake sent me. A bolero tune of 18 years ago is the answer, and Johnny... Look here! Johnny Hellner's got his hand up in the air. What do you know, Johnny? Now, Johnny, take it easy. Now, don't strain yourself. This is the first time, friends, that Johnny Hellner has answered a question, or the second time in the some weeks that we've been on the air. All right, Johnny, now don't strain yourself. Now.
Speak easy.
What's that, John?
Speak easy. Correct that, Moody! Correct!
John, I'm just beside myself. Can you play that for us? Oh, Johnny Hellner. One I was thinking about. Johnny, you couldn't have been writer if you'd written the tune yourself. You get 10 points up on the scoreboard, and I want to tell you we're proud of you, and say a few words to the public, will you? I mean, just tell them how happy you are on this occasion. Go ahead, John.
Oh, gosh.
Time. What's that?
I said time.
Mr. Pearson, hasn't anybody ever told you it's not polite to talk while I'm interrupting here?
Yeah, I know, but look at the clock, Gary.
You mustn't point either.
Okay, I'll change my method. Scram, screwball, I've got scores to settle.
Yes, Mr. Pearson, and Mr. Weems do play, won't you?
Right, Gary, and it's the favorite, get that moon out of your eye.
Well, sock it.
Sir, step right in close. Get away, boys. You're bothering me. Get away, get away. Now.
Look here, nothing up my sleeve, and poof, a fresh, crisp $10 bill from General Mills for each and every one of the nine people whose question we use today. That's a total of $90. Now, exactly four persons beat the band and therefore earn for themselves in round figures $35 each, all of which adds up to a grand total of $190, which General Mills will pay for questions today. The mysterious cloaked and hooded figure last seen loitering in the vicinity of the old bass drum belongs there because it's Joe Hoobin, and he gets the half dollar.
Joe's there.
Well, folks, much as we'd like to linger longer, we've got to move along until the same time next week. Thanks in great big chunks for stopping in to have fun with us, and by all means, drop back again next week, will you? And say, don't forget we want you to take part in our program by sending us a question. So today, drop us a line and send a question along to Kix, K-I-X, Kix, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Goodbye for now.
Yes, people, beat the band is a game, and we want everyone to participate and have fun. Now, there may be many similar questions with identical answers, and of course, payment will be made only to that person whose question is actually used. All questions become the property of General Mills, and any resident of the United States and Canada is eligible to send in a question. So why not? Of course, why not? Get a question to us right away to Kix, K-I-X, Kix, Minneapolis, Minnesota, because you might be a band beater. One of those lucky folks who cut into that $100 bonus to the tune of $25, $50, or even the entire $100. And let me tell you, you have more fun than you can imagine working out one of these funny questions. So be sure, get in the game today, won't you? This is Fort Pearson speaking for Gary Moore, Ted Weems and the band, and General Mills inviting you to join us again next week. In the meantime, if you like a cereal that stays crisp in milk or cream, and who doesn't? If you like a breakfast that's top for taste, if you want to be sure of an extra margin of nourishment in the first day's meal, get Kix, K-I-X, Kix, and say, be sure to try to beat the band.
$1,113.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there are 1,113 cash awards on the Vitalized Kix $10,000 contest. Now, here's all you do to enter. Simply finish this statement in 25 additional words or less. New Vitalized Kix appeals to me because. Then mail it with your name and address in the top from a package of Vitalized Kix to beat the band, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Give it back to the Indians is from Too Many Girls. This is the National Broadcasting Company.